Nolte, David French likens grooming kids to adults appearing in Playboy. By John Nolte on April 7, 2022. Grooming enabler and Never Trump grifter David French compared grooming little kids to an adult appearing in a Playboy video. No, really, he did. The Dispatch writer, whose favorite pastime is explaining to Christians and conservatives why they are not true Christians and conservatives, is apparently so desperate to earn a retweet from fellow smug asshole Jake Tapper. So desperate to defend the same political left that butters his Dispatch bread. He's actually comparing teachers talking to five-year-olds about sex behind their parents' backs with an adult appearing in Playboy. The slinging of the word groomer, French harumphed on Twitter this week. Or insinuations of sympathy for pedophilia by the same people who spent years standing for the man who appeared in Playboy video centerfold. Playmate 2000 Bernaola twins, and that might be the least worst thing he did, is just too much. There are more tweets, most of them dedicated to how the great and moral David French was once the victim of a petition. Because as we all know, a petition involving a grown-ass man is exactly like a state-sanctioned teacher destroying the innocence of five-year-olds with classrooms discussions about how they might be gay or bisexual or transsexual or pansexual or whatever other godforsaken shit these demons have come up with now. Forgive me for not being an uptight prude, but what exactly is wrong with an adult male appearing in Playboy video centerfold, Playmate 2000 Bernaola twins? It might not be your personal choice to appear in an R-rated video featuring hordes of beautiful women in various states of undress. It might not be my personal choice. But only a morally broken grooming enabler would compare consenting adults engaging in body behavior they all consented to a teacher sexualizing five-year-olds behind the backs of their parents. The Bernaola twins were in their 20s in 2000. Donald Trump was in his 50s. Why not compare a banana to a hand grenade? And if discussing sex with little kids behind their parents' backs is not grooming, what is? Nothing is. Of course, it's grooming, but French can't call it that, for if he does, CNN and MSNBC and The Atlantic might stop asking him to come aboard to signal his own awesome virtue. And French is not the only never-Trumper who has come out of the closet as a grooming enabler. Here's the bulwark. Wow. Here's more from the bulwark. Oh, my. Groomers really do have a great friend over at the Bulwark. And I think it goes without saying that the utterly broken National Review would eagerly hop aboard the media-approved grooming enabler train. You know, for the last 35 years I've been blessed with more nieces, nephews, grandsons, and granddaughters than I can count. And never once have I had to stop myself from discussing sex with them. You know why? Because the idea of doing such a wicked thing never crossed my mind. That doesn't make me special. Far from it. All it does is make me normal and healthy. Decent people do not discuss sex with prepubescent kids who are not their own. Why? Because discussing sex with little kids behind their parents' backs is called grooming. There's no other word for it. That's what it is. It's grooming little kids into sexual beings ripe for exploitation. And so, thanks to the moral and strong leadership of Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, now we have another look at the rancid, empty, clawing, grasping, greedy souls and amorality of Never Trump, of David French, of those who are still running around shaming the rest of us for supporting a man who shocked their precious sense of decency. Yes, here they are, so sold out, so morally compromised, so desperate for the good opinion of their overseers on the left. They've openly exited the closet as grooming defenders and enablers. There is no bottom to their wickedness. Imagine defending those who seek to sexualize kiddle children. And it is not about teaching tolerance. If your kid is confused by the sight of two men holding hands or something, it's not difficult at all to say, some people are different from us and we'll talk more about it after your voice changes. What a world. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.